You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Farming Assets. If you're listening to our podcast or if watching our YouTube channel, this is Asset Coach and Tax Strategist. Welcome back. And maybe I should be saying welcome back to us. We've been off a little bit. And the reason for that, as you can see, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, we got a different background. And we've been spending the last 3-4 weeks in the process of moving to a larger location. We moved into more office space, consolidated some of our operations under one roof, and a lot of stuff. You think moving a house is hard, moving a business is just as hard. That would be a little bit easier, but I thought wrong. So I'm willing to admit it and man enough to admit my fault. So anyways, welcome back. And so we're just so excited. By the way, if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and subscribe if you like what you're hearing and give us a thumbs up, add some comments. Those all help us to improve our next episodes as we proceed and continue to grow this content for you. And as you remember, just give you a quick little reminder, maybe it's this long since we've been with each other, that Terra Firma Business and Financial Consultants and me being an asset coach and tax strategist, farming assets, it's all designed to give you content, give you information for us to read between the lines, translate what's being said out there for you as a business owner, or for you that as a taxpayer looking to reduce your taxes and trying to figure out, okay, I got to do something. Just seems like we're not able to get ahead. We keep making more money. We're doing all these things. And yet it feels like we keep falling farther and farther and farther behind. And the feeling is probably an accurate feeling because that's how the game is designed. From high school to now, we've been taught, go get a good education, go get a job, do all these fun things. And I'm not saying that's bad. All I'm saying is that there's a larger purpose. This is not black helicopter talk. This is not conspiracy theorists. This is basic economics. The government only generates revenue in two ways. But actual revenue is generated in one way, and that is tax collection. The second way they generate revenue, which they see it as revenue, we see it as debt, is by gathering financing, debt, okay, borrowing money. And so the only other way they're going to do that, and so they have to have a system in place to gathering taxes. And so that is what W-2 income is. That's what you as an employee, a business owner pays payroll taxes. You as an employee pay payroll taxes. When the government talks about revenue, they always talk about payroll. Now, it's very, very important to understand that when we're in high school, get a good education, get a good job, it's designed for that. They want you to follow the American dream. Go buy a house. Why? Because you become indebted to your employer because now you need to make a certain income to pay for that. Now that large liability, that large debt called your home. Not saying owning a home is a bad thing, just saying know the rules. Know the rules. And so now you're indebted. You have to make a certain amount of money. And now the government can rely on that revenue stream. So how do you save money in taxes? Well, the very basics is start a business. Now, that's really hard for a lot of people because they don't have that mentality. They like the job or scared or uncertain or whatever it is. And that's okay. It does take a different quality, a different mindset to be a business owner, to start a business. Doesn't mean it's better than non-business owners. Not at all. We're all valuable. In fact, this is the game that the government gives us, is they give business owners tax benefits, tax credits, tax deductions, tax rebates, and tax refunds to give us the opportunity and tax credits to give us the opportunity as business owners to have more cash flow. And these cash flow we're allowed to put back into our business. And when we put these cash flows back into our business essentially should grow. And as business grows, as a business owner, you can only wear so many caps. And so you eventually have to hire an employee. Now, when you hire an employee, you've created tax revenue. What the government doesn't like is when you have a business and it is on the Schedule C on the tax return and you keep showing losses on the Schedule C, but you're not showing any growth in your business, you're not hiring employees, that's where the IRS, the government, they question you. They look at you as more as a hobby. and you're being treated as a hobby, which is why you pay more taxes on the Schedule C. Now, the moment you start your own business entity and you file a separate tax return for that entity, the government makes this mind shift for you. And the mentality is, this person is serious about their business now. And so you open up the tax world for you and you get more benefits. Sounds simplistic, but the reality is that's how the money flows. And so the key here is on this channel is to give you the opportunity to understand what that looks like. We talk about the economic termites. You can see my book here that I wrote called Economic Termites, and it's designed to talk to you about these things that eat away at your wealth over a period of time, just like termites eat away at wood, and you don't know you have a termite problem until the evidence now that is shown, the damage has been done. Same thing with the economic termites: taxes, inflation, time, laws and regulations, and debt. And the book doesn't talk about debt, but out of the four that are in the book, and out of all five, taxes, inflation, time, laws and regulations, and debt, out of these five, the most detrimental is laws and regulations, our politicians. They make laws and make regulations that affect all other termites, affect everything that we do. Now, it's very important to understand the game that they play and what their goal is. And so that's what we try to do, is try to communicate that and then give you a game plan of how you proceed to play the by the rules so you can start not necessarily getting ahead, but eventually that's what ends up happening. And so the idea here is for us to be a good resource, to be there to support and help you. And so because of that, you guys have rewarded us. Yeah, we're getting subscribers on our podcast. We're getting subscribers on our YouTube. We're reaching out to more and more people, and it's causing us to be busier. We've had to relook at our processes and our procedures to try to be able to scale and help more and more with your questions and do more and more planning for you guys to help you guys learn the rules, play by the rules, and then execute the rules so you get benefited as well. And so because of that, we've had to move under one organization. And what we teach you and what we talk about, we're doing ourselves. We have multiple businesses. We have multiple businesses in different industries purposely. And it's designed for us collectively to not just us, but our investors, our clients, and everybody involved to thrive together. What's the saying about a rising tide rises all boats? It doesn't matter what the size of the boat is. That does not matter. It matters that you're actually on the water. And as the tide rises, all boats are rising. And so collectively, we're better. There's no one person better than the other. And that's what really the politicians and the media are really trying to create, the divisive, evil language against each other and pitting us against each other to watch us fight in the street, so to speak. And that's literally has happened the last few years. And we're better than that. We're smarter than that. And so that's what this channel is about, is how do we understand these rules to assets? How do we understand to play by these rules, to allow these rules to thrive? And so we can reduce our tax liability and grow our wealth, in turn, creating more opportunities for the IRS and the government and more tax revenue by being productive in a smarter way, not being used, not being a tool, but being in control of the tool. And by being useful, not being used. And so there's a lot of difference in that language. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're trying to accomplish and try to do. Now, we've seen inflation, and Fed right now has been trying for the last few months to control inflation the way they used to in the old days. That's not going to work. I've been saying this. It's not going to work. We're in unprecedented times. We have never had inflation before where they shut down the economy for a period of time, to where we try to open back up. And then we had supply chain issues, not because of us opening up, because another country, China, where we rely on a lot of goods and services, kept shutting down and weren't supplying us with the supplies, and the demand continued to increase. The government kept giving people money. So they had money to go put money into the supply and create more demand, but there was less supply because people were staying home. They weren't part of the supply. They weren't being productive. They weren't working. They weren't trying to help. And we don't do a lot of production here in the United States anymore. We've farmed that all out. So hopefully we've learned our lesson. I know there's a lot of large multi-billion dollar companies, Fortune 500 companies, that are starting to bring stuff back to the States, starting to bring stuff back to countries where we're not relying on China so much to be able to be that producer of the goods and such. And so that's very important. And with this inflation, they're trying to hit it with raising interest rates and taking some of the money supply out. Well, you can't do that when you've already put in trillions of dollars I think it was like $4 trillion with tax incentives and reductions and cash into the system over the last 3-4 years. We've never had that much cash and liquidity. And so all of a sudden you've created this issue of high inflation, and it's kind of the perfect storm. And so all of a sudden we have this war that we're trying to support in the Ukraine and Russia, and we're giving them money, even though we're giving all these other countries money. And here us citizens are trying to figure out, well, what do we do with 8.5% inflation, which is what they're reporting, but the reality is we all know it's higher. Okay. And so that's the frustrating thing, is that the constant lie, the constant trying to manipulate us by telling us things that we know aren't true. If it doesn't pass the smell test, it stinks. I'm sorry. And so the interest rates are trying to increase, but now all of a sudden we have this Silicon Valley Bank, regional bank, billions and billions of dollars. I think it was like 200 and some billion dollars, now is failing. Well, because, and they're blaming interest rates. And the reality is because, well, maybe they've issued loans in an area that is, some tech companies are just air. There's not a lot of financial stability behind a lot of these tech companies. And so maybe the SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, has been issuing debt and loan that really shouldn't have been, right? I don't know. But please do not listen to the hype. I firmly believe, and this is my one guy's opinion, okay? Go do your research. But this is one guy's opinion, that the media, the government's trying to focus you on this singular regional bank in this area to say it's going to be an epidemic everywhere. And so they're trying to distract you. They're always trying to distract you. You need to stay focused on the ball. It's very, very important. Okay. Now, do I find it as a serious issue? I absolutely do. Because of mismanagement, and mismanagement in anything, your personal finances or a bank with 200 some billion dollars is still mismanagement. And there's consequences to mismanagement. And so are other regional banks in jeopardy of this happening? Possibly. But the problem is that when you look at the lending habits of banks, what did they do? They reverted back to pre-2008 financial crisis lending. You look at mortgages and you look at all these different things, and you can borrow money like crazy. Why? Because there was so much money in the economy. There's so much liquidity, right? Banks are designed to grow money. How do they grow money? By giving money away, lending it out, charges and interest rates. Banks are not a nonprofit. They're not there to be your friend. Now, you can utilize them as a tool, but they are not your friend unless you know how to control the tool. And mismanagement is mismanagement, period. Now, do I think more and more regional banks could start going this route? Possibly, if they are mismanaged too. We saw that in the financial crisis, the too big to fail, and large multi-billion dollar national banks and financial institutions, and the government came in and created this too big to fail. But when COVID happened in March, the same week they shut down the economy in March for due to COVID and the pandemic, the banking system, the Federal Reserve, it eliminated the reserve requirement of 10% for banks. That meant that they were required to keep at least 10% of liquidity on hand as a bank. That's liability. But so they were able to lend out 90% of what they had. And so what happened in COVID, and that same week of March, don't tell me this was a surprise decision, they released and said that banks didn't have to hold that liability. It's on the Federal Reserve's website. Okay. And so that is very detrimental. So they knew, and now we're seeing consequences of that mismanagement, that misappropriation. And so now the Fed is trying to reel in interest rates. And then what does the president and the government do? Oh, we're going to give $1 billion to Ukraine. For what? For their people to have money to buy food and whatever. Well, or sorry, $1 trillion, I don't even know how, maybe it was $1 billion. I don't even know how much money it is anymore. I've heard of so many different numbers, but the bottom line is that that's our money. That's our taxpayer dollars that's going over there. They're not paying taxes into the system to pay for this back. We are. And so when you take that liquidity and put it, what happens? You're going to try to control inflation? by printing more money and giving it out into other countries. That's your big plan. And so now with you, when you have Silicon Valley Bank, and now the Fed's, I saw an article where the Fed's going to have to lower interest rate by a point, even though they just spent some time raising it because of this bank issue. And I would say Ukraine. Okay. Probably more Ukraine than the bank issue, but either way, I don't know. When you start pulling a string, what happens? Things start unraveling, and that's what's happening. And so you and I, what we need to do is focus on the basics, okay? Focus on the basics. Don't get distracted. Focus on the basics. What are the basics? Well, it's a great question. First thing, take care of your family. Make sure you have some cash. Make sure you're taking care of your family. You have some liquidity. You're at ease. You're not stressed. You're not concerned. You're not worried. You're not in fear. Okay. Those are the devil's emotions. The devil's designed to create chaos and distract you by using negative fears. God is not of negativity. God is of love, kindness, generosity, gratitude. Okay. Peace, joy, happiness. If you're not feeling that, then the chaos, the great deceiver, is working his magic on you. And whether you're a believer of the spirits or not, good and evil, I don't care. The reality is I believe it. And I believe this is a spiritual warfare. And look at history. Look at what's going on. You cannot tell me that the universe is, oh, it's karma and good. No, this is about good and evil. And the evil is not going to stop the fight. Okay, so you and I need to focus on the basics of taking care of our family, loving those that are around us, taking care of your employees. Okay, be generous, be thankful, have some gratitude, be appreciative. If you're an employee, be thankful for your manager and your boss that you have a job and you're generating income. Okay, and you're taking care of your family by putting a roof over your head, clothes on your back, and food in the refrigerator. Okay, all important things. Those are the basics. Okay, now what's next? Try to figure out, how do you support yourself in a better situation? How do you learn the rules of what's going on out there so you can have more cash, more liquidity, more capital to be able to grow your wealth, to feel a little more comfortable? It's not about gathering acorns. Now, Mother Nature, animals that gather, they don't hoard. They gather for the season until they're able to go back out and gather again. Okay. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're talking about in growing wealth. We're talking about growing wealth to gather. Okay. It's not to hoard. It's not to give and care for others. It's to continue to be productive in shifting in our productivity. Okay. You may be a great business owner. You may be a great employee and you know how to run a business and you know how to be an employee and run your position. Okay. But as we create more revenue, you start to shift. You start to evolve. And your evolution should be evolving into taking care of those around you in different ways. I'm not talking about just giving money to people. I'm not talking about just spending time at church or at food banks or anything like that. I'm talking about being smarter and evolving as an individual to grow yourself so you're able to take care of those around you. They could be your employees and your family, and that's it. Great. Then they can focus on the same thing. Focus on being good to each other, being kind to each other, being thankful, being appreciative. Okay. And then collectively working hard together to allow all the boats to rise with the rising tide. And if you want to know more, watch our other videos, reach out to us. It's very important to understand that we are humans and we are beings, human beings. The word being means you got it due. It's constant. Okay. It's an evolution. And if you're just standing still, not being part of anything, you're going to kill the things underneath your feet. You need to keep moving. Create that friction. Create that energy. There's a study in Japan where they created in their train stations the ability to capture the friction from people walking. Why? Because there's energy there. When you're moving, there's energy. Okay. And so we need to have energy. We need to be moving. We need to be productive. We need to be kind, thankful, loving, caring, joy, happiness, all those wonderful emotions that are of God. So the great deceiver and all these negativities don't take effect over us. We can be more productive when we have those good emotions. Okay. And so hey, check out our other videos. Continue to watch us. If you have questions, add comments, reach out to us. Give us thumbs up. This is very important for us here in YouTube to be able to continue to give more and more in on our podcast, to give more and more content and take care of you and be good to you. Growing wealth is multiple aspects. Building your assets, multiple aspects. Okay. And so please, please, please do one thing today. Say thank you to somebody that you haven't said thank you to in a while, and just be silent in a moment and say thank you to yourself. And I'm gracious and I have a lot of gratitude for what I have. God bless you. Thank you so much. This is Robert Wolf, asset coach and tax strategist. Take care.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.